Culture killer number three, criticism. Coaches, we probably face more criticism than your average job. When we decide to coach, whether it's volunteer or we get paid, we're signing up to possibly be criticized. And whether it comes from the fans, parents, our players, maybe it's social media, those mid-season reviews, those postseason reviews, maybe it's like even our own self-criticism. We are prone to criticism. The question isn't whether we're going to be criticized or get feedback that maybe we don't like. The question is when. And coaches, the question for you today to wrestle with is, are you prepared to handle the criticism that comes your way, whether fair or unfair? Whether it comes from a person you trust or from an outside source that you don't trust. Because that's not the question here. The question is, are you prepared to use that criticism, that feedback, in a way that is gonna benefit you and your program? Because if we take a step back and we have the mindset where every time I am critiqued, this is an opportunity for me to learn and grow. Even if the criticism is unwarranted and maybe there's not a lot of it's true, I think we can always find a little bit of truth in there that we can learn from and grow, because we're all learning, we're all in process, and we don't all have it figured out. And when that criticism comes, this is a fantastic opportunity for us to learn and grow. And I think most of all, one of the most powerful impacts on your culture, on your team, is as a coach, you have an opportunity to model to your players how to deal with, whether again it's fair or unfair criticism, but how to deal with that well in a way that is going to benefit you and to help you become a better coach. And if we can do that, I think that's huge. Now, I want to leave you with a quote right now from Winston Churchill, where he said, "Though criticism may not be agreeable, it is necessary for all of us. Why? Because it fulfills the same function as pain in the human body. It calls attention to the unhealthy state of things." Coaches, when we're criticized, we have an unbelievable opportunity to learn and grow. And we have another fantastic opportunity, just to share with you, just from my own experience, one of the steps that I took to help me deal with feedback, criticism, to help me grow as a coach, was I signed up for mentorship just over a year ago, and it's been a game changer for me. So if you're interested in mentorship, contact JP or Nate or myself at Thrive On Challenge, and I'd love to hear from you. Reach out, sSouden@briarcrest.ca, or on Twitter, at Coach Souden. Love to hear from you.